Today's business news focuses on China. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and the six cabinet secretaries he took along are back from Beijing. To find out what he brought back and how Congress is reacting, we turn to David Wessel, as we often do. David is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did the Treasury Secretary accomplish? I mean, this was a very high-profile trip.
It was, Renee. Well, he'd done a very good job of lowering expectations, and he managed to not disappoint anybody by meeting the low expectations. He got a few goodies. The New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ over-the-counter market got permissions to open bigger offices in China. Westinghouse signed a contract to build four nuclear plants for the Chinese. But basically, he ended up with an agreement to talk more, how seriously we'll have to see, about things like opening China more to U.S. financial services firms, about rules for foreign investments in both countries, about air travel between the countries, and about the energy and environmental issues that are so important to the Chinese right now.
And all big ticket and quite difficult.
Absolutely.
And now one big issue has been China's currency. The country is accused of manipulating its currency to get it some advantage in international trade. What came of any discussions on that?
The Chinese currency has been rising gradually since July 2005. The U.S. government and U.S. business is impatient that it's not rising more rapidly. Mr. Paulson has tried very hard to broaden the conversation beyond the currency, but he clearly would like the currency to continue to rise for the Chinese to let the market take it where it wants to go. And we'll have to see whether he got any further this trip than he did on his last one.
And how are Mr. Paulson's accomplishments being received by China's critics in Congress? Do you know that yet?
Well, even before he came back, members of Congress who were skeptical about China and the administration's approach to it were beginning to fire some shots at the secretary. I gather that he called a number of them on the plane, on the military plane he took back from China. But Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, made clear that he's tired of the Chinese talking about playing by the rules. He wants them to start playing by the rules. And Chris Dodd, the Democrat from Connecticut, and Richard Shelby, the Republican from Alabama, made similar statements, sending Mr. Paulson a letter while he was in China saying that we can't wait any longer for China to move. They have to do more than insignificant short-term actions. They have to move long. So there's a lot of skepticism in Congress still.
Is it possible that the Treasury Secretary would use the new Democratic and critical Congress as some sort of negotiating tool with China?
Absolutely. The Chinese leadership are some seasoned politicians, and they know what domestic politics is all about. And I'm certain that Mr. Paulson told them that if they don't move a little bit faster, that he's going to have a hard time fending off the protectionists who would like to raise tariffs on the Chinese or otherwise make life difficult for them. It's a great bargaining tool, and I'm sure he used it.
And what happens next in his strategic economic dialogue? I'm quoting there. That's the term he would use, with China.
Right. There was a huge poster on the stage, U.S.-China Strategic Economic Dialogue. You saw it in all the pictures. A big high-level Chinese delegation is going to come to Washington from Beijing in May. And I think the Treasury Secretary hopes that that date will put some pressure on these small working groups that are working on thorny issues to make some progress so they have something to boast about when May comes around.
David, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal.